Okay. My scripture reading is in 2 Corinthians 9, starting at the 6th verse. Now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Each one must do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. As it is written, he scattereth abroad, he gave to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in everything for all liberality, which through us is producing thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only fully supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing through many thanksgivings to God. Because of the proof given by this ministry, they will glorify God for your obedience to your confession of the gospel of Christ and for the liberality of your contribution to them and to all. While they also, by prayer on your behalf, yearn for you because of the surpassing grace of God in you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for these words, these wonderful words of wisdom and of life. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of the instruction that you give to us through your word. And we thank you for the truth that we find within and the answers to our questions. And Heavenly Father, bless this service and the thoughts that we express. Help them to be understood as you would have and accomplish the good for each as you intend. And in all these things, we give you praise and honor and glory through Yeshua's name we ask. And amen. My text to you is in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And my message to you today, the title of my message is Thankful in All Things. And we might just add all circumstances that life brings to us. We need to be thankful therein to God for all these things. And some we may be a little bit perplexed within, and we might not understand what could possibly be God's intent in bringing us into these kind of situations. But our scripture says, our text says, in all things, in everything, we should give thanks. God knows all. He knows the secretmost part of our hearts that no one else will ever know or does know. But we thank God that he has all things in his control, and he is sustaining all things by his power and by his word. We know for sure today that there are many things that we don't understand, and we know that maybe recent occurrences in the asteroids and in the hail in India and so forth. We know that perhaps we don't exactly understand how all of these things fall in line with God's plan. But we do know, in looking at our lifetime, we know and understand that it's no question. Knowledge has been increased tremendously over our lifespan. And we could even just narrow it down to the last 15 to 20 years. Knowledge has tremendously increased and is still increasing tremendously. Also, we know that as a result of this and other factors, we know that the world's standard of living as a whole is at an all-time high. And perhaps others' expectation of that to even be significantly more than what it is right now, we know that that is a prevalent feeling and expression among a lot of people today, expecting more even than what they already have and what has already been increased to them over the last 10 or 20 years. But in all things, we know that God's purpose remains. His plan remains. We know that He controls it all. And in everything, we should find a way and know that God's intent is that within everything, we should find ourselves giving thanks to Him. Even though knowledge has been increased greatly, and the world's standard of living generally as a whole has risen significantly, yet we know that many troubles abound. There are significant job woes in the United States of America and in all the world. There are financial woes everywhere we see. And there are political and economical woes today. Even with the increase of tremendously vast increase in knowledge and standard of living, many people find it difficult to be grateful to God for His many blessings in this time of relatively insecurity. We need to realize that in every age that there has also been much insecurity. The only thing different, perhaps, about this age, significantly different, is that people have the power to leave civilization as a whole across the world, to leave it in ruins more speedily and totally than ever could be dreamed of before. And we know that this is also a part of that tremendous increase in knowledge and wisdom over the last 50 to 75 years, if we want to encompass and go back that far. Could probably even say 100 years. Knowledge has increased and things have happened that bring about this possibility of seemingly, at least superficially, the whole world being possibly destroyed. All of its people. Men and women have always been exposed to all kind of danger and preserved only by the providence and the mercies of God. Within all these things, I want you to constantly remember our text. And through these thoughts that we are expressing, but in all things, find yourself being thankful to God. And as Brother Allen let us know earlier, even with all of these upheavals that we see in nature already occurring to the limits that they are, that we should, according to God's word, even when these things begin to happen, we should look up and rejoice, because our redemption draweth nigh. Isn't those wonderful words through all the chaos and all of the uncertainties, through all of the insecurities? We are still to look up, give thanks to our Creator, Yahweh, because our redemption draws closer. The Apostle Paul urged Christians to maintain an attitude of gratitude. He exhorts us in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. He instructs us to be grateful as we pray in Philippians 4, 5 through 7. Let your moderation, and I like the word modesty there, because people seem to understand that. That seems to really get to the point of it. Let your moderation or modesty be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. If He was at hand in Paul's day, 2,000 years ago approximately, how much more is He at hand now? And He follows, be careful for nothing. What does that say to you? Be careful for nothing. To me, it says, don't be overly concerned. Don't be overly worried or anxious about things that you see that are happening in this world today and will happen in coming days and months and years. Don't be overly anxious. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Isn't those wonderful words of promise? What do you think when you read that scripture that I read to you as part of my scripture reading, which reads in 2 Corinthians 9:15. I know you've read this before, and I know that the thought, just as it was for me when I read this, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. What does that do to your thinking? What triggers in your mind was the intent of using that word and that expression? Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. You know, some people get real specific and they will say, well, that has to mean something perhaps about salvation. His unspeakable gift of giving His only begotten Son as part of His plan for mankind, for the penalty of sin to be satisfied. He brought His only begotten Son into this world to shed his blood as that perfect sacrifice for men's sin, the salvation. So perhaps that's what is meant by unspeakable gift. And indeed, that is just tremendously wonderful, as is so many other things. That's part of Yahweh's plan for mankind and his plan for you and I. But when I read that and really put some thought to it, it just seems to me that the unspeakable gift must have to do with that even in our wisest moments and our moments of our deepest thoughts, we still can't express the proper response to God for his gifts to us, for his gifts to mankind. We can't put it into words. Unspeakable, indescribably wonderful is the love that thought it. And our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, it's his plan. It's part of his plan. All of his plan, not only of salvation, but of a heavenly home being prepared for you, and of his family, of which you and I are a part. And he wants us to be in his family with him for eternity, forever and ever. And his gift of his Holy Spirit to come to us now, to come to us and to be a part of us and to be with us each moment of each day of our life in the here and now. And to be with us and go with us through everything that we experience and everything that comes to us in our life. His Holy Spirit is there to lead and guide and to direct and comfort and remind. That's part of his unspeakable gift. But indescribably wonderful was the love that thought it. A loving God. Indescribably wonderful is the love that brought it. The baby was born of a virgin mother and came to be our Savior. Indescribably wonderful is the love that wrought it upon the cross. It was part of Yahweh's plan, our loving Father. Part of his plan that his only begotten Son should die the kind of death that he died on the cross, suffering the shame of dying that kind of death, shedding his blood as the perfect Passover sacrificial Lamb of God to satisfy the penalty of death, the penalty of our sins. But that was part of this indescribable gift. Secondly, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. In 2 Corinthians 2:14, through Jesus Christ, God is at work in all things. That's why we are to give God thanks for everything and in all things. Through Jesus Christ, God is at work in all things to bring out every possible good for those who love him and look to him for guidance and help. And I think that's in Romans 8:28. He causes us to triumph in our days of afflictions and trials. He causes us to triumph in our hours of anxiety and depression. And we all have those, have had them, and probably will have more. He causes us also to triumph in the valleys that we all go through, the valleys of the tragedies that come to us, perhaps through the death of loved ones. Thirdly, after being thankful to God for His indescribable gift, and secondly, causing us to triumph in Christ in all things, and thirdly, thanks to God, which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you. In 2 Corinthians 8 and 16. Paul was always grateful for his fellow helpers in God's work. He was especially grateful for Titus, who assumed a responsibility of spiritual guardianship for the many converts that were being brought to the Lord. We should be grateful to God for the parents that Yahweh brings to us and that serve as spiritual guardianship for our lives. We should be grateful to God for teachers who have stimulated us both by examples and by their efforts to lead us to a greater grasp of the truth. And we should be grateful to God for Christian friends who care enough about us to be there when we need those words that only they can give. Christian friends who lead us closer to God. And lastly, thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, as we read in 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. Let's see what that says. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Jesus, we can be confident of ultimate victory. No matter what it seemed like at the moment and how things may be visually so negative to us at the moment, we can be confident that ultimately ours will be the victory. Victory in sickness and suffering. Victory over sin. As you hold on to the Lord, as you hold on to Yahweh's plan for your life, sin is a conquered foe. The devil is a conquered foe as you hold on to him. Nothing in this world or out of this world can separate you from the love of God. Do you remember that scripture in the Bible, how loving and important it is? Nothing can separate us. Once you accept His plan, He accepts salvation, and you believe and you hold on to Him, yes, you are saved forever in that sense. Nothing will separate you from Him as you hold on to Him to your last breath. And that's what we must do. We must endure to the end. Not coming short, not stopping halfway, but believing all and trusting all and giving all, accepting all that Yahweh has for us. And then just standing and holding on to His hand. Victory over death. Death for us, if it was to happen the next moment, we're here now, and one moment from now, we have drawn our last breath. Is that all there is? No, we don't need to ever doubt that. Just as Jesus says, he who believes in me shall never taste death. How important is that? You accept Jesus Christ, you accept Yahweh's plan, and death is not the end. You are His and He is yours forever as you hold on to Him and abide in Him. Victory is yours over death. And victory is yours over the grave, because just as Jesus was the first fruit, and came from the grave after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, just as He came forth as the first fruit, so will you follow behind. You have the assurance, you have the promise of that. And victory finally throughout eternity with the family of God. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him we have all the victory. There is a connection between the word think and the word thank, meaning being thankful to God. If we would consistently spend some time meditating on the blessings of God to us through Jesus Christ, spend more time thinking and meditating on the promises and on the things brought to us through Jesus Christ, we would make it possible for the beautiful flower of gratitude to grow in the garden of our heart. Gratitude. Being thankful to God in all things and in all situations, knowing that He has it all in control. And it's all in His power to do whatever is needed to bring you through the circumstance, through the event, through the situation that happens to be right at the moment. He brought you to that situation, and He's going to be with you through the situation. And He's going to bless you after the situation. Be thankful to God in all things. If you would, stand with me. And I'd like to wish everyone a wonderful and blessed Shabbat Shalom. May the peace of God that He brings to you on this day especially be overflowing to you. And let's read this blessing of God to us. Let's read together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen.